Didn't you think so? Did he double cross you or something?
No, I didn't see any. I didn't see anything in there that he got, other than the cruciality of the Midwest.
No, he was a. He. About our campaigning and something. I've forgotten what
he
it was.
He had lunch with Doug Cater today and told Doug Cater that he was for Humphrey, but that he thought the way you did this yesterday was a mistake.
Why?
Well, he thought it was too transparent, too wheeler dealer. Mayor McGurry saw Bobby Kennedy last night.
How do you know?
She told me.
What'd she say?
And said that he was rather philosophical about it, that he was disappointed that he had wanted it, and that but that's the way this game's played. She asked him what Jackie was going to do now, and he said, I don't know. Haven't asked her what she's going to do. I'll be seeing her soon, he said. She's very much against it. She was, I don't know if bitter is the word for it. She was very, I'd say stunned is the word for it.
What did she want done? Wanted him named?
Yes.
Married him?
Yes. For almost the same reason that Kraft gave, that the young people have nowhere to go now. She said, you would have thought she wrote that draft column. She said, you just look at the convention. You got Pastore and McCormick. You'll probably have Humphrey or somebody who's been around a long time like that. No, nowhere for the younger generation to go. She was almost in tears.
Well, I don't know why the younger generation can't come to me and to Humphrey as well as to him. He's been here ever since Joe McCarthy's days. And the polls show it. I'm higher with the young people than I am with any other age group. Every one of them. I know it's Maryland, Wisconsin, the 21 to 30. I'm higher in them than where I'm weak, the older people.
You've got as many young people working for you as he had. Jack's younger than Larry. Well, the brothers, they were, it was a religion with them. It was a cult. With the very liberal, sentimental columnist. But better to take it now than after the convention, because then you're off the close campaign. It'll die down.
You reckon you'll try to contest it? We're getting in the wires, urging reconsideration.
McGrory doesn't think she will. Doesn't think he will.
What'd she say?
She just said he thinks he's going to be stoical about it. Philosophical. She thinks he might run for the Senate.
Mm-hmm. It's significant that we didn't get any wires. Come in this and got every wire giving us hell, just by the dozen.
That's a sign that it's organized. Could be a sign that it's organized. I'd like to look at the places they come from.
New York, four or five in a group from the same little town. Santa Monica, California, Beverly Hills, Oakland, San Francisco, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts. Most of them say, well, what else could we expect? Look what happened in Dallas.
Most people, though, think you shouldn't choose a vice president for sentimental reasons, but for political reasons. Most people aren't kind who usually ride a wire.
Yeah, but don't you know he'll work on us with the Catholics? He'll have them all. I know it's one of two fathers were wired. He'll say it's on account of that. And he'll work on us on Humphrey's draft record. Then he'll work on his Humphrey ADA.
Huh.
And then he'll work on Humphrey's connection with Bobby Baker and that bank or something.
Oh, Mayor McGurry said he was very, very upset about the possibility of McCarthy being on a ticket. She said he wasn't sure you were going to accept Humphrey, and said he would be very hurt if McCarthy were on the ticket.
Why?
Because he's a Catholic. And he said, Bobby said, you know, if he wants a Catholic, he ought to take the number one Catholic in the country.
Well, who the hell gives him a right to appoint himself number one Catholic? Why don't you say that to her? Say, well, Mary, how did he get appointed number one? Did he appoint himself? This guy's never done anything but cause all this backlash. That's the only thing he's got to his credit.
But she raised that point.
Where'd she see him?
I don't know. She said she saw him last night. She probably went over to his office.
What did she call you for, to get your reaction or something?
No. She and Judith and I were going to lunch today. And had long-standing engagement.
And what'd she do, cancel it?
No.
Oh, you went, huh?
Yes.
Oh, did she say anything else?
No, we just listened, and she bemoaned. She was very sad throughout it all.
Well, is that all she was talking about?
Yes. That's all she was talking
about. Did you tell her that you were interested in Shriver?
She liked Shriver very much. Yes, oh yes, I told her I had been very much Shriver man earlier. And I still thought he had lots of popularity, that he was third on that AP poll, although he didn't get the 63 votes, he was still third. She said, yes, but he's not an authentic Kennedy.
I think if you don't give 24 hours a day this time, you don't get Shriver to it. I think it's terrible for him to run off to die in this port. But if you don't do it, both of you are going to lose your rabbit's foot and you're going to destroy me.
On this poverty?
Mm-hmm. I think if we get beat on it, we've had it. I just think it's the worst thing in the world can happen. And I don't know how in the hell we're going to do it, but if Jack can't get Casey from his own district, Marlon Sandlin can't get him.
Albert Thomas is getting upset.
And Albert Thomas is getting upset. He said Albert didn't know whether he's going to vote for the bill. Albert didn't know whether he's going to vote. He said he told him today he didn't know whether he's going to vote for it. No.
That's what he
told Well, you
Shriver.
Are asking. This is number one item. This is poverty. What did he tell Shriver? He didn't want to.
Said he needed a conservative vote.
Said he needed a conservative vote.
And that this bill was not popular down there. And that,
this bill was not popular.
And that really what he did depended on what Mahon did.
And he was going to do only what Mahon did.
I agree with you on the importance of this bill. I agree with you on the importance of this bill.
Put reporters on the bill and expose what Charlie Halleck's trying to do and how this thing could be of such great help in the country. And I think that the Star, we could get them to write another editorial if you'd suck up to them a little Saturday and Sunday, or if you would, or somebody would, because Star had a good editorial. And I think that somebody ought to go right in the morning and sit down and enjoy with the Meany and say, now, Mr. Meany, Halleck's changing these folks just as soon as y'all get them. And I think you ought to go see Halleck and say to Halleck, you're trying to do something, stop these riots, stop this trouble in this country, give these boys some employment, and to just sure hope that he doesn't just go all out. Then you ought to try to personally call these folks on the phone and tell them that you appreciate them. And you sure ought to get their local AFL-CIO to pull them the wires the next over the weekend. 10 or 12, it's not many, but Connie's got some people in his district. Just get them, send him 50 wires.
All right, I will personally take care of that in the morning.
All those Republicans, the Braves and everything, you ought to get the wires. And, of course, I got to have this acceptance speech and platform, but we ain't no use having an acceptance speech. We might as well just go home if we lose it, because this is it. And platform two. So I just think it. that you, and tell Cyber, for God's sakes, don't get in here late to Sunday. Get in here in time, and so we can, Monday morning, y'all can just live up there.
Be back Sunday.
He's going to be out. He means speech Chicago? Oh, no, Bill, that can't be.
When? What?
Shriver's going to Chicago. Be out of town all day.
He's not going anywhere next week.
Well, he said he's going to Chicago Monday, told Jack.
He's not going anywhere. He was due to make a speech, for example, in Miami this week, and he canceled it.
Well, he told Jack he's going to Chicago Monday, didn't he?
I'll call him because I asked him.
He could not meet with Wagner in any circumstances Monday.
I'll call him and don't check. I'll see that he doesn't go.
Just can't. He's got to live up there, and you've got to live up there, and I've got to live up there. I'm ready to do anything. I don't know how many millions it costs. I just got to win this bill. This is one we just got to win. This is one we just can't lose.
Well, that's very firmly stuck in my body.
Now, I'm very honest to say to you that I think it, I guess Jack's with us, but I don't think anybody else in this White House is with us. I don't want to go beyond that. I'm just saying here, my friend, that I don't think you need to expect Destel and Company to produce many votes for you. I think you can do it, let them accurate, check it, and so forth. But you're all going to have to go to the speaker nearly every morning, afternoon, and say, won't you call these two? And you're going to have to go to Carl Albert and say, won't you call these two? And you're going to have to come to me and say, won't you call these three? And then you're going to have to ask them to walk, and you're going to have to get Walter to call everybody he can from the 29 and ask them to walk and tell them what Charlie Halleck said. And he says that you're out of the Republican Party if you vote for this thing. You resign the Republican Party. Don't come see me. Don't expect any money. Don't do anything.
Connie told me tonight that he'd been in the Congress 6 years, and eight years, and he'd never had anything like this.
Well, he's given you commitment, though, hasn't he?
Says he will vote for us. Yes, sir. Said it's going to make. He doesn't know what it's going to cost him. But he will. He says his Republican chairman has called him. He said they got the Republican chairman in every district called.
You just tell him that we got more power than they got, and we got more dollars than they got, and that he can write his own damn ticket.
Yeah, wait, tell him that next Thursday.
Before they swam, though. No, you better let him before they swam. If he knows that, then he won't run off and leave it.
Okay.
Just sit down and say, now, can I talk to you confidentially? And not ever repeating, yes, sir. Well, I'll just tell you this. There are more appointments here, and there are more jobs here, and there are more money here, and there are more things here than they got, and you're going to get them on the basis of patriotism. Foreign aid bill and this bill.
I found this argument works pretty well when you talk about, you know, they come back and say, well, it's just a political gimmick. You talk about how young the people are, it helps, and how most of these people would have voted Democratic anyway. The lower income group. So the patriotism thing does help a little bit. Not part of it.
Well, I see they're not voting 18 to 21 is what you cover, isn't it?
That's right.
So they're not voting.
And they come from families that...
But I'm surprised that the Landrum hadn't got all the Georgia delegation. They told me they had them all when we started.
That's right. It's a constant fight. You pick up one and one goes off.
Now, how many have you lost in Georgia? How many are you going to lose?
Three,
is Benson for you all the way? Did he tell you that?
No, Mr. President. He's for you, and he's going out. And he wants to go out as a good Democrat, and he's for you. He's not for us all the way.
What I know is he's part of this bill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, because it's your bill.
Uh-huh.
Your bill.
Now, this bill allows you to employ boys on community projects in the city, building a park or building a road or building a street or building a library or anything like that, a work project in the city, that's community.
Yes.
It has the old